Chapter 5 Danger Lion. They all slept very well, and the next morning the three friends and Toto continued their journey. They walked for many hours and soon arrived at a very dark, frightening part of the forest. Suddenly, a fierce lion jumped from the trees and roared at them. Dorothy was afraid and hid behind a tree. The scarecrow fell on the Tin Man and they both fell to the ground. Only Toto was not afraid. He barked at the lion fiercely and was ready to attack him. The lion stopped roaring immediately. He started to tremble and then to cry.
"Please don't hurt me," he cried. "I'm scared."
The three friends were very surprised, and Dorothy was angry.
"Stop being a baby," she said. "You're a lion, and everybody knows that a lion is the king of the jungle."
"I know most people think that,"
the lion said sadly.
"But I'm not a king. I'm just a big coward. I haven't got any courage, and I'm frightened of everything. Even your little dog."
The three friends looked at each other and smiled.
"You're coming with us," Dorothy told the lion. "The Wizard of Oz will give you courage."
And so the four friends and Toto walked down the yellow brick road together. They sang songs, laughed and told funny stories. They walked for 3 days.
"We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz."
On the fourth day, they arrived at an enormous abyss in the road. It was very deep and very wide. There was no way to cross it.
"Oh no! What can we do?"
asked the Tin Man.
"This is a big problem."
"Maybe I can carry you all on my back and jump across the abyss,"
said the lion.
"No, it's too wide,"
said Dorothy sadly.
"You will fall down and die. Now we can't continue, and we'll never get to the Emerald City."
"Wait! We can cut down this tall tree and push it over the abyss,"
said the Scarecrow.
"I think it will reach the other side. Then we can walk across it."
This was a very good idea, especially because it came from a scarecrow with no brain.